If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
And Andy, you're going to tell us some more good news. Tell us something good.
Yeah, so you remember the movie Up and the dog who wore the collar that talked for him? His name was Doug the dog. So I'd always laugh at how distracted the dog would get when he saw a squirrel.
Made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
So, Bella, the long-haired Dachshund in Chattanooga, Tennessee, took squirrel distraction to a whole new level when she chased one into her owner's ceiling and then got stuck.
Oh, no.
Her owners could hear Bella yelping, either for help or at the squirrel, one of the two, but didn't know what to do. So, finally, they called the fire department, and the fire department came and cut a hole in the ceiling to free Bella after 2 hours of being stuck.
She just got so excited.
Bella was fine, and no, she didn't get the squirrel.
They're so darn elusive, those squirrels.
Okay, Sam?
Who else is getting a Broadway musical but Britney Spears?
The Britney Spears.
Yes! Did you guys hear about this? Okay, so her music is headed to Broadway. It's called, the show is going to be called Once Upon a One More Time.
Okay.
So bear with me.
Maybe one more time.
Yeah, the show's based around a book club made up of fairy tale princesses, and in it, there's a rogue fairy godmother that causes the women to question their notions of what happily ever after is. So it explores feminism and women sort of challenging what their norms are or how they became to the norms that they live by today.
Right.
It's going to reportedly feature 23 songs of hers,
okay. Wow.
including some deep cut album.
Oh,
like, which I want to know, like, what's deep cut off of her album?
Well, I don't think there is any deep cut Britney songs because we listen to them all.
I know them all. So anyways, it's coming to Broadway next year. And this sounds all fine and dandy, but I want a train wreck Broadway show about her life, about her marriage in Vegas, her romance with Justin Timberlake. You know, I want
shaving
that
head on Broadway. Kevin Federline.
Yeah, there's
K-Fed.
So much juice.
That would sell tickets. Right? Absolutely. Okay, if you're energetic and confident, you enjoy cooking, and you believe in love at first sight, then new research shows that you're probably an early bird. So with this new research, they looked into our sleeping habits, and they revealed some very interesting differences between people who are early risers, which I'd say you are if you're awake right now,
yep.
and night owls. And they concluded that early birds have more sex per week on average than late night counterparts. I know, I would have thought it would have been the other way around.
No sex tonight. I've got to be up early tomorrow.
No, you're getting more if you're getting
crazy. That's what I always say, though, is I've got to be up early tomorrow.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're an early bird, that's one good thing. You're probably having more than the people next to you. Early birds also tend to make more money, but they're late for work more often. So figure that one out.
All
it's
right.
because I think when you're an early bird, you're like, oh, I can get so much done, you know? Like, I've been late before because I'm doing dishes. Like,
early bird gets the worm, yeah.
Exactly.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
A woman was fired from her job for doing something that I guarantee has happened at your workplace before. It may even happen every single day. So did she deserve to lose her job, though? Okay, so get this. A pregnant woman shared this story on Reddit. Her lunch was being stolen day after day after day. Oh, geez. And not only was she pregnant, she is still breastfeeding her toddler. So she needed her food, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't even be a point, but, like, she extra needed her food. So she put a note on the fridge saying, please stop taking my food, explaining she's pregnant and breastfeeding. She even offered to make people's lunches for, like, a small fee. She was like, you know, if you pay me, I know I make delicious lunches. I'll bring lunch in for multiple people. Still didn't work. So she had to get HR involved, and she ended up actually getting cameras to try and catch the thief in the act.
Oh, my God.
The person who was stealing this pregnant woman's lunch every single day was a boss. She was in a senior role. She said she made at least 3 times the amount of money that this poor woman made.
Shame
and
on her.
So she outed her in a meeting. They were in a meeting, and she put a photo from the videos that she had up on the slides. And this woman, who was a manager, who was in a senior role, was supposed to actually be up for promotion, and instead she got fired for stealing lunch.
Wow.
So is that, like, harsh, though, to lose your job for stealing people's lunches?
This sounds like it's straight out of, like, The Office. Like, it sounds like something Michael Scott would do.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, at first you think it's pretty harsh. I mean, who amongst us hasn't, by accidentally, stolen a lunch that we thought might have been ours? Like you see a yogurt that you use similar to the packet.
You know.
Andy, you know if you brought in something or you
didn't.
You
can't play dumb with those types of things.
You can't.
I've accidentally stolen a yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Sounds
and I'm okay
accidental.
To admit it.
Okay, maybe once, but
well, that's it. But then anybody comes to repeat a thing and there's notes left and you ignore notes and I think there's a company-wide email that was sent out and you ignore that too. Then you're just being a terrible person. Then you've got like some sort of vendetta with this person, obviously. And it's way more than work. It's personal. Right?
I don't think it's about the person though. I think these are just, I don't know. If I would love, because it's a problem at every workplace, people stealing lunches. And I would love to talk to somebody who admits to stealing lunches. Like I would love to know because it's so, I just could never eat food.
What went wrong in your life?
Well, no, just how do you eat food that you didn't prepare? Like, aren't you worried there could be something, you know?
But she wasn't stealing any lunch. Gross. She was stealing this person specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
When you get hungry enough, you know, you'll go to some desperate measures to get some food in your belly.
I think it's just sort of selfishness. I think they're just like, this is what I want. This is what I want to eat. I don't think it necessarily, like, they necessarily have it out for one person. But this woman obviously makes great lunches because she said people started paying her to make their lunch as well.
And
like other coworkers.
There is that idea that everything in the office is sort of shared, commonplace, right? Like, if there's a pen on someone's desk, like, it, you know, it kind of just belongs to the company, right? It's no one's pen in particular.
Pen on someone's desk.
Oh, it's my pen. Like a stapler, you know, like no one owns a stapler. It's company property.
I might have a drawer filled with 80 pens at home, beat pens. But you can text us at 92925. For some reason, like I said, it's so hard to understand what's going through these people's minds. But for some reason, being fired seems like really harsh.
It does seem like a lot.
But this is someone that can't be trusted. I mean, why would you want to work with someone that you can't trust just your lunch with, let alone like a file?
Because it could be like, what else are you stealing if you're stealing someone's lunch?
Tip of the iceberg.
All right, what do you think? 92925. If you're a lunch stealer, we want to talk to you too. Most people don't agree on the text line.
You're in the minority of that one. Here's one from Fotula. Oh my God, someone stole my leftover Greek food I had bought at the food court at Carrefour. It's been 4 months and I'm still mad because I had no lunch that day. It's okay, Fotula.
Well, that's the worst when you like pay for your lunch and like you put seconds aside for your lunch the next day.
I think that might be a reason why I feel like it's harsh is because nobody will ever steal my lunch because of the type of, it's like gluten-free bread.
What's this, dandelion root sandwich?
But you're right. When you really put yourself in their shoes, and this isn't like one time, but day after day, you go out of your way to, number one, pay for the food. Food's not cheap. You know, you're doubling your lunch grocery bill in that case, and then putting it together and then being left with no food. That would be enraging.
And it's the labor, too. I mean, half of my Sundays are spent slaving in the kitchen trying to make food for the week. I mean, if someone was to steal that, like, I take that personally.
Slaving in the kitchen.
Well, yeah.
It's so hard, your life.
Setting my Instapot is hard work.
All right.
I'm going to leave that one alone. But Peggy, what do you think about this?
I agree with the getting fired. I mean, my snacks got stolen. Got so far as to my jar of instant coffee got stolen from work.
Oh. Really?
And who steals instant coffee? Nobody likes that stuff anyway. But,
you think you're throwing them off and they still steal it.
It's petty theft is what it is. And I mean, if they're willing to go so far as to steal somebody's food, what else are they stealing from the office?
What if they're like a model employee, just to play devil's advocate? What if they're a great employee, they make the company a lot of money, they've just got this one little hang-up where they've got to steal
people's
lunches?
They're a kleptomaniac.
Yeah,
just a small little hang-up. But it's their only thing.
It's really rude. I mean, it's food. It's like the easiest thing. If you ask, you know, hey, listen, I forgot my lunch, can you share yours with me? Mm-hmm. It's rude. It's just not right.
Yeah, I don't understand. And this happens everywhere. Like, can you imagine eating a lunch that you didn't, like, know who or how it was prepared? Like, that also grosses me. Well, that grosses me out, too.
It's for me.
Aside from the fact that it's stealing. Like, I just can't imagine, like, chowing into something that I don't know where it came from.
You don't know if the person washed their hands. You don't know if the meat's expired.
Exactly. No. So many questions. You don't know if there's laxatives in there, because we're getting a lot of texts from people saying that they put laxatives in their food at work to deter the thieves.
Yeah. Or, like, make sure that it's something that everybody's allergic to, or overly spicy, like it's pretty bad.
Okay, so you're saying she should have been fired. That's fine with you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Peggy. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Getting so many texts. Somebody said, Sebastian said, if your manager steals your car, they go to prison. So steal stealing is stealing, period.
It's true. And the fact that it's a manager, too, I mean, you're supposed to respect your leaders. They're supposed to lead by example. If no one trusts their leader or their manager, like, all trust is lost in the workplace. How does anything get done?
Yeah, you're right. You should be held to a different... Well, you should be held to a different standard,
you make
for sure.
More money. Splurge on lunch, for God's sake.
We got a text that says, yes, Nikki, some people do slave in the kitchen every Sunday. I get at 5 a.m. to cook. I believe you, and I agree with you. I'm just saying Sam is not one of those people.
Yeah, excuse me. He might be enhancing his story just a bit.
That's all I'm saying. I know the truth, okay?
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.